This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Lawmakers in Congress appear to be finding some common ground when it comes to dealing with the heroin and opioid addiction crisis. But how much money will actually be put toward funding treatment and prevention programs does remain a sticking point. We're joined now by New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte, who's been working on this issue. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Rick. Good to be with you.
Thanks for the time. Senator, the House passed a package of bills last week related to the crisis. This comes 2 months after the Senate passed a comprehensive bill that you co-sponsored. So while there are proposals in the works, is there any frustration with the time that it's been taking to get something to the president's desk?
Yeah, I would obviously. We passed it in March, and our bill passed 94-1, which not much happens in the Senate, 94-1. So
right. Yeah.
I had hoped they were going to take it up sooner, but obviously I'm glad they're doing it now. Now, they passed separate bills, I think about 18 bills, and there are a couple of areas that I'm concerned about that I hope in the conference we really adopt the Senate version, because ours was a comprehensive approach, and especially the areas of prevention and support for recovery. I think that those are areas that certainly need more direction from what the House did.
Yeah, the debate seems to come down to funding. You and Senator Shaheen both supported $600 million in emergency funding to address the epidemic.
I did, yeah. Absolutely. I think that there needs to be more resources, and we're in the appropriations process right now. Recently, the Commerce Justice Appropriations Bill did have some additional resources for pieces of this. But my hope is as we conference this bill between the House and the Senate, we really take a comprehensive approach and then also address the funding piece of it, especially as we're doing these appropriations bills, to put the money behind more treatment capacity, prevention, recovery, and then obviously, I think support for our first responders and what they're trying to do to get out there, administer Narcan to save lives.
Yeah, obviously, your fellow Republicans in the Senate killed that measure that you were talking about. I mean, as you work toward that final proposal, how do you convince your fellow lawmakers to support that funding?
Well, I will say that I think there's an opportunity. Some did not support it because it was designated an emergency funding, and even the administration has not designated this an emergency, although Senator Shaheen and I have asked them to. So I think that was one of the sticking points. But in the regular appropriations process, I think there's an opportunity for lawmakers to back up what they all voted for. And that's really what I think hopefully will happen and I've been pushing for. And we did see some additional funding at the end of the year funding bill last year, and I think we need to build on that and obviously enhance it so that New Hampshire gets additional support and other states that are struggling with this epidemic as well.
Now, you're scheduled to question federal officials today on the steps that they've taken to combat trafficking and substance abuse. What are you looking to hear from them?
What I'm looking to hear from them, a number of areas. First of all, I'm going to focus to some extent with Director Botticelli on what discussions he's been having, and also with the official from Homeland Security on the southern border, because that's where the source is coming. It's coming over the southern border from the Mexican drug cartels, and what we've been doing with Mexico and what efforts we're taking there from the Department of Homeland Security perspective to increase interdiction as we're addressing the other issues, obviously prevention and treatment. I also would like to know, what efforts that they think that they can continue to engage the medical community. I know that the state has taken some steps, and so has the Federal Health and Human Services, on the issue of prescribing prescription opiates, because the data shows that 4 out of 5 people, the national data, 4 out of 5 people start with misusing or overusing prescription drugs. So I think that's an important conversation. And then also fentanyl, how the fentanyl is getting in. It can be 50 times more powerful than heroin. We know it's a huge driver of the deaths we've had in New Hampshire. And what additional steps that these officials are taking to reduce the production and trafficking of fentanyl, and what we can do to address this deadly drug.
What about the issue for people here in New Hampshire that, insurance plans sometimes refuse to cover substance abuse treatment? Are there regulations or changes?
Yes, absolutely. The officials we have today, certainly I will address that with Director Botticelli. And that's also a piece of the bills that I've been supporting under the parity law. So you should be able to receive the treatment to address a substance use disorder or mental illness. And the parity law is very important in that regard. So that's something I will address, Director Botticelli. I'm actually supporting legislation to have that be enforced more evenly and fully as was intended. And then I've also worked across the aisle with Chris Murphy from Connecticut, and we've directly asked for a GAO study of how it's being enforced.